Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks, Rach. So good to be back on the podcast. Thanks again for being part of these. Today, we're talking about this idea of being paralyzed. Now, I'm not really talking about physical paralysis, but what I am talking about is the paralysis that comes from overanalysis of the decisions we have to make. I think often we end up becoming paralyzed when we're afraid of making the wrong decision, and that indecision creates stress in our life. Maybe you're facing a big decision today. Maybe it's, should I hold on or should I let go? Should I get in or should I get out? Should I get married? Should I find a new job? Should I move? See, when we can't make up our mind, we end up limping through life. We end up becoming paralyzed and overanalyzing. The Bible actually says in James chapter 1 that when we remain double-minded, right, when we're going back and forth, I don't know what to do, we become unstable in everything that we do, right? That instability in our mind leads to instability in everything else. And the Greek word for unstable literally means to stagger like we're intoxicated, to actually wander through life as if we're drunk. But the good news is God says there's an antidote to this. When you're indecisive, when you're paralyzed by that, here's what Psalm 23 verse 3 says. He guides me along the right paths for his sake. Do you catch that? He guides me. The way that we handle this stress of decision making is by allowing God to guide us. Now, some of you are going to be like, man, I tried that. Right, I've tried that. I've asked God to guide me, but man, I'm confused. I can't figure it out. Why is God's will so difficult? Is God playing games? I would say to all that, of course not. God wants to guide us. He wants us to know his will. He wants us to know his plan more than we actually want to know it. Our problem is often when we look for the wrong thing when we're trying to find God's will. Sometimes people are looking for a feeling. They want to be swept off their feet by some emotion so that they can say, that's how I know what God's will is. Sometimes we want a methodical approach to God's will. We want somebody to give us this recipe, some formula, three steps to this. Some of us take a magical approach to God's will. We're looking for God to give us some fantastic sign, something in the sky, something, somebody call us, some email. All of these things can actually lead to frustration, and they can actually cause us to miss God's will. God's will is not a feeling. And certainly not a formula. It's not something he wants you to become frustrated about, fearful about, or paralyzed by. God does not want you to be confused, and he does not want you to be stressed out over making any decision. He is there to guide you, and he'll guide you every step of the way. So let me ask you, what's that thing that's paralyzing you today? Have you asked God for his guidance? How has God used his word in your life as you make that decision? Would you ask him and say, God, would you guide me today? God, would you help me to lean on you? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.